If there is an audacious verbivore in your life, or a hobbledehoy in need of some tuition in Logadidley, you might consider getting him or her Charles Harrington Elster's book, There's a Word for It, A Grandiloquent Guide to Life. Mr. Elster loves words, unusual words.
Borborygmus, that's an audible and embarrassing exclamation emanating from the stomach or intestines. Horb-gorble, to putter around aimlessly. Explatterate, to run off at the mouth, have a bad case of verbal diarrhea. Here's a beauty. Resistentialism, seemingly spiteful behavior manifested by inanimate objects.
And can you recall an instance when you actually were able to use one of your favorites?
Well, with my wife, I often apologize, for example, for explatterating unduly. And sometimes I compliment her on her demi-toilet, her fairly elaborate but not entirely formal dress.
And does she appreciate it, I guess, is really the question.
She tolerates me.
She tolerates you. See, on page 221 of your book, although I could have picked 100 other pages, there's just a wonderful list of words, I don't think any one of which I have ever heard of before. Ipsodixitism?
Ipsodixitism was coined by Jeremy Bentham, and it's from the Latin ipsidixit. He himself has said it. It means the practice of dogmatic assertion. So I can give you one example, sure. My favorite, which I relate in the book. My father used to deliver these tirades at the dinner table, and one night he slammed his fist down on the table and bellowed, I'm telling you, it's the categorical people who are screwing up the world.
And had you only known, you could have said, cut
Dad,
the
you're an ipsodixitism.
Dad, I see, okay. Mm-hmm. Some of the words that are most fun are actually, well, you have
The ones in the chapter on sex.
Sex, which I won't even deal with here. Or are you a snarge is a terrific list of words. Or is it snarg?
Snarge.
Snarge. Are you a snarge?
No, I'm not a snarge.
No, this is your part of a chapter, and it includes such words as yazzahamper and zob. What's a yazzahamper?
Jerk could be the definition of any of the words in that list. But specifically, a yazzahamper is a disliked or dislikable person. A snarge, on the other hand, is a person no one likes, a total jerk. The English language is full of wonderful, wonderful words to insult people. And so I devoted a chapter on how to use more grandiloquent, interesting language to defend yourself against the snarges of the world.
Well, if I were to ask you to leave our listeners with a statement that they might find grandiloquent but perhaps puzzling, could you compose something that would bring together several words we could all go look up in the Oxford English Dictionary and then try to figure out what you've just said?
Well, now I will have to make sure that I select words that can be found in the Oxford English Dictionary.
Well, you can even bend that rule if need be.
This reminds me, by the way, of an exercise I enjoyed very much as a young student in elementary school. The teacher would give us a list of words.
Yes, use them in a sentence.
Use them in a sentence. Well, actually, she said use each word in a sentence, but being the sort of budding word lover that I was then, I tried to use them in a single sentence.
Right.
And now here, of course, for National Public Radio, you're like my teacher. Come back to haunt me. let's see. Well, how about if I do this in the form of a question?
All right.
To you.
Okay.
Robert, which of the following would you most aspire to be? An agathist? A stalko? A philodox? Or an eminento?
Well, judging only by sound, an eminento sounds like the best. But what do I know?
You have a good ear and good instincts.
Oh, good. Well, Charles Harrington Elster, thank you very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
According to Charles Harrington Elster's new book, There's a Word for It, A Grandiloquent Guide to Life, an agathist believes that things naturally tend toward the good and improve. A stocko is a poor person who pretends to be rich. A philodox is someone in love with his own opinions. And an eminento is a distinguished or famous person. Mr. Elster, a logomaniac, spoke to us from member station KPBS in San Diego.